Sisha, I got a question.
What's your question?
So, being that, like, you have a social media presence and you're continuing to build on it, how did you start, or where did you start as far as building your online presence after starting your own business outside of the one we already have?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you and say that it was easy or that it was something that I necessarily really wanted to do. To be honest, I love Instagram. It's a hobby to me. My personal page is just aesthetically pleasing as my business page. But I also, you know, even including ABA Sisha's, I have 4 Instagram accounts, right? So to make that 4th one, which is the Mystical Analyst one, was something that I debated back and forth about, because again, social media is extremely time consuming, but I will say that's where the people are. So it was a decision that I made based solely on where I want to be. It was something that I had to do in order to gain an audience and the supporters that, you know, I kind of wanted. And through ABA Sisters, you and I already had a good following.
So yeah, that we accumulated over the years.
Yeah.
Like starting with the pandemic, when social media is all we had.
Correct. So what I did was I kind of utilized that page and to kind of say, hey, this is Quintara. You know, I'm branching out independently. Follow me. So I did get a lot of social media presence in that way.
And I think that's important to kind of explain the difference of them. Because meaning, like, yes, you have you're branching out into and you're doing your own thing. That doesn't mean like ABA Sisha's was going on hiatus or like it was just done.
No, we were in the process of rebranding ABA Sisha's, because now it's just the podcast. Mm-hmm. And a resource hub, right? And that's what
I think,
we
like after the following, we knew what we wanted to do as far as like provide resources and to just advocate and help others, but we didn't know how far we can go with that. And I think we needed to find like, well, how can we really, really help? And I think the idea of the podcast was, you know, the gold mine.
I agree. And I'm glad that's what we decided to do, because now our own pages can be more individualized to us and, you know, who we are. But
so, like, where did you even start? Like, how did you, like, what made you wake up and say, like, I want to be the Mystical Analyst? Like, how did that come about? Like, is it just something you came up with? Like,
well, at first my page was QB Consulting 111, which is my business name, right? So I knew I needed a separate ABA Instagram page, but I had no brand, I had no theme, I had no content. So I was QB Consulting 111 for a long while. And then one day I woke up and I was like, man, I really don't want to get on this page. Like, I really don't want to create content because it's not looking like me. So I got off the page for a couple days and I was like, that's it. Like, who am I first and foremost, right? Yes, my business is QB Consulting, but that's not my personality, and I really wanted my personality to shine through my Instagram page. So I am extremely mystical, as everyone knows by this point. I love the moon, I love sage, crystals, all the above, right? And I'm also a behavior analyst. So I was like, that's it. Like, I am a mystical analyst. So I kind of rebranded my whole page. And I kind of focused the theme or centered the theme around the different phases of the moon, crystals, and, you know, burning sage and things like that. Angel numbers especially, right? And I think that's something that really got people's attention because it was different. It was like, oh, okay, like, you are a behavior analyst, but you're also a cool person. And people often don't merge their behavior analyst and their personal lives together. But I did, and I feel like it's been a hit ever since. I will say that when first going independent and when first really starting this social media journey, I really took the time to network first. So on Instagram, I was added to a group chat or a DM group chat of all female independent ABA business owners. And we've helped each other from start to now, right? We look over each other's websites for one another, you know, we proofread posts and we, you know, we encourage commenting and, you know, sharing posts and things like that. Like, we really do support one another. And I think that was helpful in also my growth and expansion on social media. I think I've been on social media as the mystical analyst for, I don't know what, like 2 months. And
I don't know. I feel like it fell into a black hole with that.
Correct. I can't remember
time. Like, it feels like you've been around for a while.
And everyone says that. They're like, man, I feel like we've known you forever. But in reality, I think I've only been present on social media for a couple months. And I already have over 2,000 followers. And I think I owe that to my support system that I have and my little ABA community that I've found on social media, because they are pushing my content and, you know, pushing it to their followers, and then their followers are pushing it to their followers.
And saying your name, yep, in rooms that you're not in.
Yep. So I think networking was a big part of it. Definitely played a huge part in branding myself and kind of creating that social media presence. I also took the time to analyze my social media. I'm a behavior analyst. So what are some strategies, antecedent strategies, that I can use to ensure people come to my page and they actually enjoy it, right? So aesthetic was number one. I wanted you to come to my page and I wanted you to know where you were at without even reading the Instagram tag name. I wanted to know that you were on my page. I wanted it to be aesthetically pleasing to you. And I wanted you to feel welcome. So with that, I used the same four colors and I used the same two fonts all throughout. That way it's consistency all throughout the entire page. And I definitely will say I put a lot of energy into making some reels that make people laugh.
Too much energy.
So although I did take a hiatus from that just a little bit, that is honestly one of the things that I enjoy most about social media, is that I don't care how many likes or follows that I get because of a reel or a post or a specific content. I'm doing this because I love disseminating ABA. I'm doing this because I love Instagram. And I'm doing this because there are people out there that need to relate to someone. And I want to be that person, right? I also didn't want to be that person on social media who was selling something every 5 minutes. Because yes, I do have a business. I have a hustle, but I want to connect with you as a person first before I ask you for some money. So if you could relate to my 7-second reel and it makes you laugh all week, you're more inclined to slide in my DMs or go to my website and book a service because you've met me as an individual first. Again, back to the networking, I have a collaboration or like a networking service that's absolutely free. You could just go to my website and you could book a 30-minute free call with me. You could ask me whatever. We could talk about the weather if you want. It's just another way of how I'm getting connects and contacts, because in a couple years, right, when I'm completely independent, I'm going to want people on my team who know the real and genuine Quintara.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's important when you're starting anything on the, like, social media. Because I think people ponder where to start, or once you do start, it's like, well, where do I go from here?
Oh, baby, all you have to do is start. All you have to do is make an Instagram name. And there's nothing wrong with changing it. There's nothing wrong with not knowing what you're doing at first. It took me months to figure out what I was really doing with my page. Months. So as long as you get started and you build some sort of foundation or presence, you're absolutely good to go, because those people who were there for you from the beginning will always be there for you till the end. No matter what your name is, no matter what colors you choose, no matter how you rebrand over time, right? You want to build a foundation and a support system. And again, a team of networks.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's okay if you sell, if you're on Instagram solely to sell stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I just knew that wasn't me.
Yeah,
I can't. Like, I can't even sell. I can't. You got that saying where you could tell, you know, so and so could sell makeup to a pig, because that's how good of a seller or a liar that they are. That's not me. I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to this business stuff. I was about to cuss.
You heard the hard stuff.
Yes. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't think anybody does, and I also think, I think that's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Like, we've been, supplemental income is supplemental income.
We've been on ABA Sisha's, and I think we've been, like, dependent on that for years. Like, yes, we've been selling stuff, but that's, we didn't want to be, that's all we're doing.
No, I think for me personally, and I mean, I'm not going to speak for you on this, but in anything that I do, I want presence over profit.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to understand me. I want to be present in rooms, right? This year alone, like, I'm coming up on a conference world tour that everybody's calling it because I'm going to be speaking at so many different conferences, right? My presence and being in a room with thought leaders in ABA is so much more important to me than making a profit. If we're talking about income, I got a full-time job, mm-hmm. right? But I'm thinking long-term. So, yeah, I have a full-time job now, but my presence at those conferences is going to be my income in 5 years.
And not only that, it's also, like, if you ever did decide to then, like, have something that you're selling, you already have that audience and that support system that's going to buy it. Like, everyone has the thing that they're offering or the thing that they're selling or the service they're providing, which accumulates a certain kind of audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on ABA Sisha's, we share resources and materials that we're selling,
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. We also do giveaways where we're just handing it out because
we're sick of looking at it.
Yeah. By all means, like, I want this to reach someone.
Correct.
But at the end of the day, are those same people who's buying that one resource that you're offering, are they also going to buy your memoir that has nothing to do with the resource? Maybe not. Maybe.
No, but people are already waiting on my memoir. They're already waiting on it.
And I'm saying, like, the community and the importance of networking, and you're building that level of support system. These are the people who's going to buy the resource that you're offering, the CEU that you're offering, plus buy the textbook that you help write.
Well, now you're telling my business.
Well, I didn't say it was happening. you just confirmed that.
Now you're telling my business.
I was manifesting. I didn't say it was happening. you spilled the pot of buddies on that one.
No, but seriously, like, I feel like even with people and the support that I look for other people, I don't look for people to buy my materials, right? What's going to be important to me is that you're at the Barnes & Nobles at my book signing.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think over time, like, that's why I mean, like, the importance of networking and building a support system over an audience who just wants the one thing that you're selling. Because once you decide to branch out and you're not selling that one material anymore or that one service anymore,
mm-hmm.
you lost your whole entire
correct
business.
You become a product and not a person.
Yes. And you want to be, I think it's important to brand yourself as the person while offering the service or the material versus only being known for what you're offering and you have no other sort of background.
But I think this is why it's also important to utilize the different realms of social media. By that, I mean the different apps, right? Instagram is great for creating
Reels. We can talk about that. So, like, why aren't you on TikTok?
Because I can't stand it. I like TikTok for my personal nighttime scrolling.
As do I. And
I don't want to ruin that. I don't want to create content for TikTok. Because then I'm not going to like TikTok no more.
Like, I go on TikTok so I can laugh at the different things.
Correct.
See something. I might, you know, see something from TikTok University. And I might learn a thing or two.
But, again, people can have their preference, right? My two big social media platforms are for my business are Instagram and LinkedIn. LinkedIn, mm-hmm. I'm popping on LinkedIn. And that's where I want to be popping at. Because when Instagram goes downhill, when TikTok gets banned, LinkedIn is where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm building my presence on LinkedIn now. Because in 5 years, when LinkedIn's the only thing that's still around, because they do hiring, they do recruiting, they do absolutely anything you could imagine is happening on LinkedIn. No one knows how to utilize those sources correctly.
Yeah, and I think it's important to identify what's for you. Like, you've identified that, like, TikTok's not for me because I view that for as my entertainment, not to be entertaining others.
And, you know, maybe one day, you know,
and that's okay.
Maybe I got to get on TikTok. I just got my palm read and my palm reader said I'm not taking advantage of a social media presence that I really should be taking advantage of. And I really hope she won't talk. I said, you talking about TikTok? Because I really don't want to get on TikTok. So,
like,
who
TikTok
knows?
It's an easier way to get recognition because you can just land on someone's scrolling. Like, you could just land on someone's phone.
Yeah, but if they've taken it away.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but
me neither. But
in
that's
the aspect of the
media.
Fact that you identified that, like, I don't want to do that. And I think it's important to give that advice, like,
mm-hmm.
know where you want to be. And that's where you put your energy into.
Correct.
Like, you picked your two social medias. So, like, that's where you want to be. That's where you need to put all your energy into. Like, I think it's important that you don't go branching out in every single social network that's mm-hmm. being offered because you're not going to be able to keep up with it all.
Well,
or build a brand on like 8 social media platforms.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. I'm focusing so much on Instagram now because that brand will then follow me if I need to get on TikTok. Those people will then follow me. So if I spend my time and my effort on one social media platform for the time being, all those people are going to follow me wherever I go next.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think that's what I'm doing right now, because from what I'm hearing, TikTok is very successful. You even told me a couple times, if I would have put my reels on TikTok, that'd be another income.
Yeah.
Because it's just that it reaches so many different people. However, you also have to be emotionally ready for that, because then you become, again, like I said, you become either whatever it is you're selling. Or, in my case, I become an actress.
Or not only that.
That's a lot of pressure.
Not only that, the opinions.
I ain't worried about what people got to say.
Well, I'm saying as advice.
Oh. Advice is don't worry about what people got to say.
Yeah.
Unless they paying your bills.
And if you're not ready to if you're not ready to deal with that, then don't go branching on, don't spread yourself across all those social media platforms.
No, because we went viral on Instagram. ABA Shishas did.
Yeah.
And the comments on those, like, it was just grueling.
And it wasn't even about anything. It was a resource.
Yeah. A free resource. I'm not even asking people to buy it.
It was a free resource.
And that's how much I don't care about the money.
Such a big discussion and so many opinions. And it was just like, this is a resource to help. If it doesn't help you, then keep going.
Keep scrolling. But yeah, and I don't think I was ready for that personally. I wasn't ready to go viral like that. However, if we were charging for that resource, that video got over 1 million views.
Mm-hmm.
So if each person would have bought that resource for $1, that's $1 million.
I wouldn't need to work anymore.
No. So I think maybe moving forward, I'm going to better understand the profit that's available for social media. But in terms of my actual independent consulting business, my consumers aren't on Instagram. My consumers aren't on TikTok.
Yeah, like nobody.
My consumers are the people that I want to pay me. Are on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what kind of woke you up a little bit when you decided to switch over to your social media brand instead of just being your business.
Correct.
Because you realize that, like, no one who's looking for consulting is going on Instagram.
No, and they're not typing in QB consulting to find me.
To find consulting.
However, with the mystical analyst, it's kind of like my alter ego. I could be whoever I want. On there, right? Like, that's literally just me. Like, that's Quintara on that page. If you're looking for my business or to pay me, you're going on my website. And you're getting there via a Google search. You're getting there via a search through my domain, word of mouth, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my website and my Instagram, but I don't get a lot of consumers or, like, you know, contracts off of Instagram.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's because you're consulting, right? So like other people's brand might not be consulting, and that's okay to have your business on Instagram be your business on Instagram. There's nothing wrong with that. But if I'm looking for a specific service or something of that nature, I'm probably going to search on Google before I search on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to go on Instagram and seek parent training.
No, right? You might be able to find resources or find people who offer it, but you still have to then visit a third party website.
Yeah. And I think you need to book. And as starting or branching yourself into the social media networking world, I think you need to identify who are you trying to reach.
Correct. Because that'll determine what social media platform you...
That will determine you, where you are.
You know, you where you your presence kind of is. Utilize. Correct. Like, I don't care about the followers.
Like, do you want to speak? Do you want to conference hop and go on a conference tour and do all of that? Probably no one's really looking for you on Instagram.
No, because the people that I'm going to be able
to... They're going to be on LinkedIn.
Yeah, correct. That I'm meeting and that I'm collaborating with and excited to, you know, join at these conferences. They're older individuals that I aspire to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not on Instagram.
Yeah, like somebody who's writing a 5-series book or something is not...
There you go, telling my business.
No one's telling your business. But someone who is writing, you're telling on yourself. I'm not saying anything. I'm like, I'm not gonna, like, I mean, you could go on Instagram and say, hey, I'm writing this book, who wants to co-author? By all means. But LinkedIn literally has everything that you've ever accomplished, ever achieved. It has your degrees.
Professional.
It has everything professionally that you've ever done.
You see an Instagram reel that I've made, you don't know that I'm a PhD student.
Yeah.
You don't know all that I have on my resume or my CV.
And it's not anybody's job to.
No, and that's you're only not what I wanted that. To do.
Yeah. You're not going to find that information unless you're really looking for it, which is correct. Why I think it's important to, like, also branch yourself out into, I think the number one thing you also need to have is a LinkedIn. If you don't already, that's where your mm-hmm. it might not be where your business is, mm-hmm. but it's where you'll be professional.
Where your future is.
Yeah, it's where you will end up somewhere in the future. Like, you're going to meet someone or cross paths with someone on LinkedIn.
I had someone, I'm going to read a message, and I think it's appropriate, and I won't say who it's from because I didn't get consent from this individual to share that they're the ones who sent it. But I received a in-mail from someone on LinkedIn the other night. It says, "Hi, Quintara. I recently listened to your podcast episode with Safe Space. And I just wanted to say that you shared an extremely valuable lesson and discussion about cultural humility. Thank you. I learned so much as an aspiring BCBA, and I cannot wait to learn more about this area and integrate it into my practice. Thank you again for sharing your experience, knowledge, and of course, the resources." Mm-hmm. That completely melted my heart mm-hmm. because...
And it's like someone gets it.
So, like, it or again, someone I'm doing this I touch to someone. Correct. I'm doing this to build a presence, to touch people, to educate and to disseminate. So that is my function, right? Other people's function might be to, you know, tangibles, right? Maybe money or things like that. And that's absolutely fine by all means. But my mindset is if I could touch the hearts, the money's gonna follow. Because then I'll be in rooms and I'll be in spaces and I'll mm-hmm. have opportunities that in 5 years, my name will hopefully be paying for itself, you know? So, mm-hmm.
And it won't be so, and it won't be selfishly driven.
No. And I was mindful of that because I am a selfish person, selfish person, in terms of when it comes to what I got going on, right? I'm not selfish in terms of I will give back and 1,000 times over, but when it comes to my money and my business and my goals and aspirations, I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that I see the end, right? So mm-hmm. to have that validation that yes, I am taking a selfish route in terms of, you know, pursuing, you know, a PhD at this time and not really focusing on other aspects of my life. But I'm still touching the hearts of many, which is
the goal.
It's a goal, and it's still a very selfless act, regardless of who thinks otherwise, you know?
And that would be another piece of advice. Like, who's the audience? What's the goal of why are you starting this Instagram in the first place? Mm-hmm. Why are you going on LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. Why are you making an LLC? Like, what if you write that goal down, and mm-hmm. in the field of ABA or special education in general, if you're dealing with IEPs or, you know, VB maps, anything, you're writing a goal. So, yeah. And I think it's so easy for us to write goals for other people, mm-hmm. but write a goal for yourself. What am I trying to get out of this? Or I'm making this Instagram today. Where do I want to be with this Instagram in the next 6 months? Mm-hmm. The same way, where do you want your client to be in the next 6 months? Where do you want yourself to be in the next 6 months?
But not only do you have to make that goal, but you have to implement strategies to encourage behavior change during that time, mm-hmm. right? You have to take data on yourself. Yep. You have to engage in specific behaviors that are going to help you reach that goal.
Or do something that might not necessarily be comfortable. Like, we're all not comfortable sliding in someone's DMs or trying to network or, mm-hmm. or do something. Sometimes you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable for a second.
Yep.
So you could be comfortable long term in the future. Because yep. you might miss your opportunity to really meet someone who can really help you mm-hmm. and speak your name in a room you're not in. And give you an invitation to the party that you were never invited to. Mm-hmm. And what's the saying? Like, closed mouth don't get fed.
Oh, I don't know that one. But, I mean, I do know that it may people may feel defeated, right, when they create at a social media account and, you know, they only get a little bit of followers.
There ain't nothing to be defeated about. I just made mine when I don't even know when I made it.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. I don't even got like 200 followers on there.
Well, what is your Instagram?
Oh. My Instagram is MotivatedBX.
And y'all know mine, because I talk about it all the time. It's the Mystical Analyst.
Yes. She's the moon. I'm the sun. Night and day.
We're like a solar eclipse.
In a way. Yeah.
Who knows?
But this happens more than more than once in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in every... When's the last one?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
But I guess just summarize your tips.
I forgot.
Before we go. Well, like, or not summarize, but answer the question. You're starting, let's say you already have a business or whatever. You're starting to network and do whatever on social media. What's the, give everyone the first thing they need to do.
First thing we need to do is do it. Second thing you need to do is know your audience. The third thing you need to do is take the time to brand yourself, right? We can get into very much specifics in terms of aesthetics, but branding yourself just means someone visiting your Instagram or your TikTok or your social media platform, and they know where they're at because you always post this, you know, icon, or because you are affiliated or associated with, you know, this color or, you know, this type of font, right? So just brand yourself in a way that you can also grow with, right? So that's why I recommend that your brand be authentically you, because you want to be able to grow with this. There's not one day in my future or near future that I could see me waking up and disliking the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So I could always look at a moon. I'll always be satisfied with the moon, whether or not I'll like the color brown or beige
mm-hmm.
in 10 years is up for debate. But for right now, that's my favorite color. So that's what I'm rocking with. But I'm always going to love the moon.
Yeah. And if you are just starting and you don't know what to do or how to grow, I mean, you can message ABA Sishes, or you can message Mystical Analyst. You can message Motivated BX. We will share your stuff.
Yep.
And you just have to. We answer. If you've messaged us, we'll answer you. I mean, we have a life, but it ain't that busy.
No, not when it comes to
networking. It comes with helping, because that's mm-hmm. our goal. Is we want to help. We're never going to gatekeep. We're never going to keep anything from anyone. We're never going to hide anything from anyone. If you are just starting, or you have a resource or a post that you would like to be shared, all you have to do is reach out and we will do just that. We'll share it. We'll do whatever we need to do to help you. Although we might not see it as soon as you post, like, hypothetically speaking, if you posted something, we're not scrolling on, I don't know about you,
but sometimes
I'm not scrolling on Instagram, so I'm probably not going to find it as soon as you post it. But if you message one of our Instagrams and say, I just posted this, can you please share it or do it? We will do just that.
Mm-hmm. Cause we were at that. We're still at that.
We're still at that point.
I'm not going to say that I will never benefit from a like, a comment, or a share. No matter how many followers I have, you know?
Yeah. We'll never say no to anyone. So don't hesitate to reach out, because that's what we're here for. That's why we call ourselves Sishas. All right, Sisha. That's all I wanted.
All right, Sisha. Sounds good. I appreciate the conversation today, and we'll talk soon.